SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
شما با پروگرام دری رادیوی SBS هستید. گزارشات عالی را در sbs.com.au/dari پیدا کنید.
بر اساس یک تحقیق بین المللی، سیدنی و ملبورن به عنوان دو شهر اعلام شده که قیمت زندگی کردن در آنها بسیار بالا است. بر اساس گزارش بین المللی، توان مالی برای مسکن مرکز جمعیت شناسی برای سیاستگزاری عمومی پوانتون چپمن، سیدنی و ملبورن در میان 10 شهر جهان قرار دارند که قیمت زندگی کردن در آنها بلندترین حد را دارد. اما کریس مینز وزیر اعلی نیو ساوت ویلز اعلام کرده است که حداقل برای کرایه خانه های کارکنان مهم حکومت کمک مالی پرداخت خواهد کرد.
Sydney is one of the most expensive cities in the world. It's been continuously rated one of the most unaffordable expensive cities in the entire planet for housing, and as a result of that the government's made a decision to put a significant investment in building housing for people that work for the New South Wales government. Often that is young people who are beginning their careers as paramedics or police officers or nurses or teachers with the best of intentions, giving their professional lives to public service in the state.
Paul Scully, وزیر پلان میگوید که لندکام بازوی توسعه مسکونی حکومت بودجه را برای خرید الا 4 سایت جهت ساخت بیش از 400 خانه جدید در 3 سال آینده دریافت خواهد کرد.
What this will do is provide money for Landcom to identify sites, to develop those units, to build on the work that they're doing already with build-to-rent pilots in on the south coast and in the Northern Rivers, which are proving to be very successful. This is Landcom doing what Landcom does best, making sure that there's housing available for workers. It was set up and since the 70s has delivered project after project after project, which has allowed thousands of people to get into homes.
قبل از اتمام پروژه اول، معیارهای واجد شرایط بودن، جزئیات درخواست و مقدار دقیق کمک مالی به دسترس افراد قرار خواهند گرفت. کریس مینز میگوید که حکومت مالکیت خود را بر این خانه ها و درآمد کرایه آنها حفظ خواهد کرد تا برای توسعه احتمالی این برنامه در آینده نیز بودجه داشته باشد.
A lucky few would get access to it, and that'd be great for them. But if we can reach more, particularly young people, we can expand the program and effectively make it self-fulfilling. I guess it's a long way of saying we don't want this initiative to stop here. We'd love to see profits reinvested into stage 2 and stage 3 of this project. That's not really possible if we made it, for example, 0.
در ایالت ویکتوریا، جسنتا آلن وزیر اعلی از ساخت 2.5 میلیون خانه جدید الا سال 2051 در سراسر این ایالت خبر داده است. هر منطقه و هر شاروالی اهداف خاص خود را خواهد داشت. جنادیو برونز شاروال کینگستون میگوید که کنسول‌های مختلف در مورد چگونگی ساخت این خانه ها با حکومت گفتگو خواهد کرد. او میگوید مانند شاروالی کینگستون اکثریت شاروالی ها مدت زیاد را مصرف و ساخت استراتژی خانه ها کرده اند.
It's been a 6-year process. It's taken quite a long time because we wanted to make sure that we got the consultation with our community right. Our planning team have been working really hard to make sure that we are looking at the right types of builds, and that's something that's really important to me as mayor. When we look at that increase of buildings, we want to see places like this that create homes for people that have the right light, that are built in the right location in our activity centres. So we are working really hard to make sure that we can start to accommodate those bigger numbers of growth.
در حالی که جزئیات هنوز در حال بررسی است، وزیر اعلی ویکتوریا میگوید که بر اساس پیشنویس طرح جدید حکومت، تقریبا 2 میلیون خانه در شهر ملبورن و 500 هزار خانه دیگر در مناطق دور افتاده ساخته خواهد شد.
These targets that we're releasing today are in draft form because this is the start of the discussion with councils but also with local communities about how we can look at using every lever possible to build more homes for more Victorians but particularly in the right places.
وزیر اعلام میگوید میخواهد از فشار ناشی از سقوط خانه های جدید بر یک منطقه یا هم یک ساحه خاصی بیرون از شهر ملبورن جلوگیری کند.
We know that there are spaces that can be opened up to build more homes so that young Victorians can have the opportunity to live close to family, live to close to where they grew up. But we also know we need to do this because it does help to take some of that pressure off families in those big growing outer suburbs of the state as well and of the city. They're currently those outer growth areas are currently picking up all of the slack. That's not sustainable.
در مقایسه با تمام ایالت‌ها و قلمروهای استرالیا، ویکتوریا بیشترین رشد سالانه نفوس را تجربه می‌کند. از همین رو خانم آلن می‌گوید که این طرح‌ها برای برآورده کردن تقاضاهایی که ایجاد می‌شوند حیاتی هستند.
Melbourne and Victoria's population is going to grow and continue to grow significantly over the decades ahead and we need to take a long-term view for that long-term change that is coming to our city and state.
جنا دیوی برونز میگوید که نباید مردم درباره تحقق این اهداف نگرانی داشته باشند.
We know that it takes time for communities to really absorb some of those bigger numbers and I can appreciate that for some people it might look a bit scary initially on paper. But what we're trying to do at Kingston is show that through our housing strategy we've put that growth in the right places around our activity centres and making sure that some of those quieter leafy streets remain that way so that people feel that their neighbourhoods are still protected while still accommodating that growth and I think Cheltenham is a really great example of what we've done.
این گزارش توسط اسام غالب از بخش خبری SBS تهیه گردیده بود.
میخواهید این گناه گزارش ها را بیشتر بشنوید؟ با این گزارشات از طریق اپل پادکاست، گوگل پادکاست، سپاتیفای و یا هر جایی که پادکاستتان را می گیرید گوش دهید.